Today's shir is a Masechta Sanhedrin on Daf Tez Zayin. We will begin on Daf Tez Vav Amud Beis, 11 lines from the bottom of the Amud, with the last word on the line, Ein Donin. The Gemara now will explain the part of the Mishnah which reads on Daf Beis Amud Aleph, Ein Donin Leis HaShevet, V'Leis Navi HaSheker, V'Leis Kain Gadol, El Alpi Bezin Shivim V'Echad. That for a Shevet, or a Navi Sheker, or a Kohen Gadol, we require, in judgment of them, a Bezin of 71. The Gemara understands, as far as Shevet is concerned, that not everything that a Shevet will do will require a Bezin of 71, and that's why the Gemara immediately asks, Hai Shevet Dechata B'mai. What exactly was the Aveira that the Shevet did, which requires a Bezin of 71? If you're going to say that it's a shevet that was machal Shabbos, and for a regular person, it would be sufficient a bezdin of chaf gimel, and here, since it's a shevet, it requires 71. Eimer de polig rachmana ben yechidim lemerubin le'inyan avodas kechavim. The only time we find that the Torah differentiates between an individual doing an avera and a larger group doing an avera is concerning avaris kechavim. As Rashi explains, because when a yachid serves avodah zarah, when an individual serves avodah zarah, he receives skila with a bezdin of chaf gimel, as we're going to learn from a pasuk in the next daf. However, a ir hanidachas, which is the merubin, which is a larger group of a city, and we'll soon see what the definition of a city is, when they serve Avodah Zarah, they receive hereg, they're killed by Saif with a sword, but they require a bezdin of Ayin Aleph. Again, we're going to learn this out from a pasuk on the next stuff. So the Gemara here is saying that the only time we find a differentiation between a yochid and a rabbim is concerning Avodah Zarah. But Bishar Mitzvahs Mipolik, where do you find any difference between a yochid or a rabbim when it comes to being over transgressing any other mitzvah in the Torah, such as Chol Shabbos? So therefore the Gemara says, you're right, Ela B'Shevet Shehudach, Ein Echanami. The Mishnah here is referring when a Shevet was influenced to serve Avodah Zarah, and they, in fact, served Avodah Zarah, that requires a bezin of Shivim V'Echad. In other words, the Gemara is saying that a Shevet will have the same halacha as an Ira Nidachas, which requires 71. Says the Gemara, L'meimra de Bedina de Rabim Da'ininin Lay, should we say, are you trying to tell me that we're going to judge a Shevet with the halach of a Rabin, meaning the halach of an Ira Nidachas, which requires a Sanhedrin Gedoilah of 71, and also the Misa of Hereg of Saif? Keman, who will this go like? Like Rabbi Yoshia, like Rabbi Yonason. It will neither go like Rabbi Yoshia or like Rabbi Yonason. We have a machlokas. What constitutes an ear when it concerns the halach of ear on nidachas? And to tell me that a shevet would have a halach of ear on nidachas will not go like either shita. The sani we learned in the brisa, at kama oisin ear on nidachas. What constitutes an ear on nidachas? What's the minimum amount of people for an ear on nidachas? What's the maximum amount? So the shita of Rabbi Yoshi is miyud va'ad kuf divri Rabbi Yoshia. That if you have 10 till 100, less than 10 is considered yechidim, individuals, who would have skila and a bezin of chaf gimel. More than 100, Rashi explains, is considered a tzibur, and likewise, it would not be a din of an ear, and l'chayru it would revert back to the din of a yochid, which would require skila and a bezin of chaf gimel. That's a sheet of Rabbi Yoshia. Rabbi Yonason Amar, Rabbi Yonason disagrees. Rabbi Yonason says, it's mikuf ad rubi shel shevet. It's from 100, less than 100, he considers it has a din of yichidim. And an ir hanidachas is only from 100 until rov of a shevet, says the Gemara. So certainly when a whole shevet served Avodah Zarah, according to Rabbi Yoshia, who says only an ear is from 10 to 100, so a whole shevet is certainly more than 100 and does not have a loch of ear nidachas. But Vafilu, Rabbi Yoinesin, even according to Rabbi Yoinesin, Loi Kamar, El Rubai, he said what constitutes an ear hanidachas if it's roiv of a shevet. Aval Kuloi Loi, Rabbi Yoinesin agrees in this point with Rav Yoshia that if you had a whole shevet, which is more than roiv, that would not be considered an ir nidachas. And therefore, as Rashi explains, it would revert back to the halacha, the only other halacha that we have concerning Oivet Avodah Zarah, which is a yachid, and the misa of every one of the shevet would be Beskila, and L'charet would be a Bezdin of Chav Gimel. So we cannot say that the Chet of the Shevet, which the Mishnah and Daf Beis and Alpha is speaking about, refers to Chil Shabbos, and neither L'charet can we say that it refers to Avodah Zarah, because L'charet would only need a Bezdin of Chav Gimel. And now the Gemara is going to give a whole new pshat in Shevet that requires Ayin Aleph. We're going to give a short Hagdama to this Teretz of the Gemara, because it involves a number of psukim in Parshas Yisroi. We're all familiar that Yisroi came to Moshe and Klal Yisrael. We find it at the beginning of Parshas Yisroi, Vayishma Yisroi. And why was he called Yisroi? Rashi brings down, Al Shem Sheyiter Parsha Achas Batorah, Va'ata Sechazeh. He caused that there was an extra Parsha written in the Torah, starting from the Pasuk of Va'ata Sechazeh. There's conflicting Midrashim. Some say that was the name of Yisroi, and others say that that, in fact, is the other one of his seven names, which is Yeser, referring to the extra Parsha. Now, let us look at for a few moments at that extra Parsha, which begins Sheni in Yisroi Perek Yud Ches Pasuk Yud Gimel. Vahimi Machras, the day after Yisroi came to Moshe, and he was honored by the presence of Moshe, Aaron, and all of Yisroel. Vayeshev Moshe Lishpoy Desa'am. So Moshe sat down to judge the people, and the people were standing, waiting for Moshe from morning till night. What kind of system is this that you're sitting alone, and everybody else is waiting for you? So Moshe answered, Vayomer Moshe l'chosna ki yavei elai om lidroi shalikim. They're coming to find out the halacha which Hashem wants in a din Torah. Exactly what was the din Torah? What dinei Torah did Klal Yisrael have at this time? So Reforshim explained, because although they had much gold and silver because of Yetzias Mitzrayim and the Bizus Hayom, but by the Yom, when they came out of the Yom Suf, some of Klal Yisrael came out earlier than the others. And they began to remove the gold from the Mitzrim that perished. And also, that was an easy part, because they came up to dry land. But also, the horses, which did not come up to dry land, they had to be schlepped out of the Yom Suf, and they were full of gold and silver, so they worked hard. Then the other Jews came out of the Yom Suf, and then Sichsuchim began, that why should you get more gold and silver than myself? Because you came out earlier, we should divide it equally. So the other one said, yeah, but I worked harder. You didn't work, I had to work very hard. So these were the type of dinei Torah that came to Moshe Rabbeinu. And Moshe says, Ki yil am dover boy alive, shafarati ben ishu ben reyu, voidati es chukei alikim es taroysa. So Moshe, the chosen Moshe, Yisri says to him, Loi toiva dover shirat toysa. This is not good. Novel tibol, you're going to get all worn out and deteriorated. Gamato, gamo mezer shir imach. You're not going to be able to paskin all these shahs yourself. They're going to get tired of standing all day. So now he says, listen to me. And I'll make a system. And here comes the Pasuk of Aleph, which Rashi refers to, Va'ata sechse mikolom, anshe chayil, yirelikim, anshe emes, soini botza, and therefore you should make a system of sorry alofim, sorry mei, sorry chamishim, sorry asoris, and they should judge it. So kol v'hoyo, kol hadavar gadol, the big shail is that yavoy alecha. You, as we're going to see in today's daf, that Moshe had a din of Sanhedrin of Ayin Aleph, and they're going to bring the big shailas to you, to the Sanhedrin of Ayin Aleph. But v'chol hadavar akatoin yishpatuheim, the other lower courts will judge the shailas that are not so large. And if you do this, everything's going to work out well. And Moshe listened to his father-in-law, and he did everything that he said. And he set up the system. And then the pasuk says, what did they do? V'shaftu es'om b'choleis es'adover ha'koshe yevi'un el Moshe. V'chol ha'dover ha'kotoin yishputu heim. So ha'ora, which our Gemara will discuss, when Yisroi told him to set up the system, he said, kol ha'dover ha'godol yevi'un alecha, the big Din Tairo. When Moshe implemented the advice of his father-in-law, it says, Hadavar HaKoshe, the difficult halacha. So we'll see how the Gemara will handle this question. The question that many ask is, why does Rashi, when he says that Yisroi was called Yisroi because Yiter Parsha Achz Batayra, Rashi says, that's Va'ata Sechazeh. L'chayra, Va'ata Sechazeh is in the middle of the Parsha. We should either begin with the words at Sheni Vahimi Machras, where the whole narrative begins, or at a minimum, we should begin from the Pasuk Yud Zayin, Perek Yechez Pasuk Yud Zayin, Vayomer Chayse Moshe Elav, Loitoy Vadov Asher Atoisa, when Yisroi complains to Moshe and says, this is not a good system, you judging all the cases by yourself. The Kotzke Rebbe Zitzal gave a fantastic answer to this question, and he said that loy toiv hadover asher ata oise, for that you're not zoiche to get a extra parsha in the Torah. There are many people who are complainers and fault finders and always criticize and say this is not good, but they don't have any eitzah. They're not giving you a better system. But when Chayis and Moshe, when Yisroi said to Moshe Rabbeinu, V'ata sechze mikolam, this is the system, these are the kind of judges you should get, and this is sorry Allah, I'm sorry Mayas. He set up a whole system for him. When he had an answer, a solution to the problem, he didn't just bring up a problem, from there begins the parsha, from there one is zoichet an extra parsha in the Torah. Another question that needs to be addressed is, couldn't Moshe think of this system himself? So there is a teretz on this in Rav Samson Rafal Hirsch Zitzal, and I'm reading from the New Hirsch translation. I find this teretz difficult, and if anyone can shed more light on Rav Samson Rafal Hirsch's teretz, please contact me at grossman@ou.org. Says Rav Hirsch Zitzal, nothing could be more instructive then this information regarding the first state institution of the Jewish people coming just before the chapter on the lawgiving. Moshe's stature as a lawmaker was so small, and his talent for organizing was so inadequate, that he had to learn the basics of state organization from his father-in-law. This man, Moshe, worked himself to exhaustion and could not on his own organize such a basic institution or one similar to it, so beneficial to himself, to the people, and to the matter at hand. This man who needed Yisroi's counsel to appoint judges could not have invented statutes and laws and given them to the people. This man was strictly the faithful instrument of Hashem. He told the people Hashem's word and nothing more. So Rav Samson Rafal Hirsch on the one hand gives a fantastic explanation of why it was that Moshe couldn't think of it, that this showed everybody that he couldn't have made up the Torah. This is similar to the fact that Moshe Rabbeinu stuttered because of the story of the Malach who pushed his hand towards the coal instead of the diamond, and he took the coal to his mouth, and from then on he became a kvat peh. The purpose of this is that people should not say the way that Moshe Rabbeinu convinced Klal Yisrael to leave Mitzrayim was that he was a brilliant orator, and he had tremendous charisma, and in his charismatic, oratorical way, he was able to bring Klal Yisrael out of Mitzrayim. No, he stuttered, he was kvapeh, he did not have this charisma to bring the B'nai Yisrael. It was only because Klal Yisrael had emunah v'yaminu v'Hashem v'Moshe avdoi, but on his own, he had no attributes to cause that Klal Yisrael would follow him. So similarly, Rav Hirsch is saying here that he could not have been the one to make up the Torah because he wasn't able even to think of this simple organizational method that his father-in-law taught him. And L'chaira, this, as beautiful as the Pshat is, I don't understand it because we're speaking about over here, Ish or Alekim. Moshe is Mechetzel Mata Ish, U'Mechetzel Mal Alekim. He went up into the Shemayim for 40 days. And he came to the Memtesh Sharei Bina. He almost came to the Nun Sharei Bina. So to say that this person was basically, it would seem, an incompetent imbecile, that he couldn't think of a system, is in my mind difficult. But again, please contact me if you can shed any light on it. I heard recently a beautiful pshat from the OU Posek Rav Yisrael Belsky Shlita, who said that there was a difference of opinion between Moshe and his father-in-law Yisroi. Moshe, of course, could have thought of this organizational method, but he thought it was important that he himself discuss the halachos with Klal Yisrael. Because we find in the Gemara, said Rav Belsky, many times, Hahu Gavra. There's a story about a certain man, and the question is, why does the Gemara bring in Hahu Gavra? Why doesn't it just state the halachas? The answer is that that maisa that was discussed in the Beis HaMedrash brings sharply out, through the Masa Umatin between the Talmid Chacham, it brings sharply out the halacha. And when they go into this Melchamta Shel Torah, this battle of Torah, they come out rejuvenated. However, if the same back and forth takes place in a Beis Din, when everyone is there for their own petty reasons to become the master of disputed money, in a few moments, the litigants are causing the Dayonim to become Novel Tibol. They're not interested in the beauty of the Torah and the sharpness of the Torah that's brought out through a Hahu Gavra story, but rather they're there for materialistic gain, and therefore it doesn't have the same invigorating nature of a Masa Matnav a Melchamta Shel Torah, and everyone gets tired out from a Din Torah. So Moshe Rabbeinu understood that Klal Yisrael is coming to them with these stories because they want to see the sharpness of the halacha. They want to get rejuvenated, charged up through Torah. And that's what he told his father-in-law, that Voidati Eschuke Elikim, Lidrash Elikim, they're coming to find out the halachas. His father-in-law saw differently. His father-in-law saw, they're coming to get the gold and silver. This is a regular Din Torah. It's not because of Limud HaTorah, but rather it's in order to get the spoils of the Bizas Hayam. And therefore, he said to his son-in-law, Novel Tibol, that you're not going to get rejuvenated from that, but rather you're going to deteriorate from that unless you set up a judicial system. So according to Rav Belsky, it's not that Moshe couldn't think of this system. It's Moshe thought it's much better that he'll be the Rebbe of Ganz Klal Yisrael and go through the cases with them. His father-in-law told him that, no, unfortunately, it's a case of Novel Tibol. Now that we've gone through the introduction, let us get to the sugya at hand. We're in the middle of the sugya of Shevet. What exactly did the Shevet do? Amar Rav Masna, at the bottom of Daf Tezvav Amud Beis, the last word. Hacha, here we're speaking about as we go to Tezvan Amud Aleph, B'nasi Shevet Shechot Askin. We're not speaking about that the Shevet itself was Chayta, but the Nasi of the Shevet was Chayta. Mi loy Amar Rav Adabar Abba. Didn't Rav Adabar Abba say, and actually it's on this Amud, the second wide line, when the Gemara is explaining that a Kohen Gadol needs a Bezin of Shem Ve'echad also, and Rav Adabar Abba learned it out from the Pasuk, which we mentioned in Parshas Yisroi. It says in the Pasuk, Kol Hadavar Gadol Yaviyo Eilecha. Eilecha means to you. Yisrael suggested to Moshe that any big Shaila should come to you. And you, Moshe, as we're going to see on Amud Beis, and we had this before in the Masechta on Daf Yud Gimel Amud Beis, that Moshe had a halacha of Shivim Ve'echad. So we say that Dover Gadol doesn't mean a big din Torah, but rather it means Dvorav Shel Gadol. And what is Rav Adarav speaking about there? He's speaking about a Kohen Gadol, who's a Gadol, and he has to have a Bezdin of Ayin Aleph for his Inyonim. So Hainami here also, by a Nasi of a Shevet, he's also Gadol who, and if he's a Gadol, he fits into the Pasuk of Kol HaDavar HaGadol, Dvorav Shel Gadol, Yaviyu Elecha, they should bring to Moshe as a din of Ayin Aleph. Ula Amar, Rab Lazer, Ula says a different teretz to the question of Shevet in the name of Rab Lazer, Bevoin Aliski Nachlos, it's speaking about two Shvatim are coming to a din Torah, concerning the boundaries of each Shevet. And this contested land, Ukitchilasa Shal Eretz Yisrael. And it's like the division of Eretz Yisrael when Yeshua came in, the Zayin Shekivshu, Zayin Shechilku, when he first came into Eretz Yisrael. Matchilasa Shivim Ve'echad, just like there was Yeshua plus a Bezdin of a Sanhedrin Gedolah of 71 in order to divide the land. Afkan, now that when two Shvatim are arguing together, Shivim Ve'echad has to be a Bezdin of 71. So the Gemara does not like this Teretz, because we can ask, E Matchilasa, Kalpe, should we say that this is how you're learning out that a Shevet concerning Nachla needs 71, like Tchil of Eretz Yisrael, then it shouldn't just need a Bezin of 71. It should also need Kalpe, which are boxes which had lotteries in it, lots, and that was part of the way that they subdivided Eretz Yisrael. Also, Urim V'tumim, V'chol Yisrael, and it had to be in front of all Yisrael. Afkan, Kalpe, Urim V'tum V'chol Yisrael, according to you, if we're learning out from Yeshua, you should have to have all of these institutions as part of the division between the Shvatim. What are the Urim V'tumim? The Urim V'tumim are also called Kresi U'Plaisi, and in fact, on Amud Beis, we're going to find out why the Urim V'tumim were called Kresi U'Plaisi. But what the Urim V'tumim were, it was a slip of parchment on which the Shem HaMefarish, the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is written, and it was inserted into the Kohen Gadol's breastplate, and this is one of the Shemayin HaBegadim that the Kohen Gadol wore. The breastplate itself was made of a mixture of various kinds of threads, linen, blue wool, purple wool, red wool, and gold threads. It was folded over, and the Urim V'Tumim was inserted in the fold. And in front of the Chayshe Mishpat was put 12 precious stones, and on each one of them there were four rows with three stones, and each one of these stones had one of the names of the Shvatim. It had all the letters of the Aleph Beis, and whenever a Shaila was asked of the Urim V'Tumim, the Shem HaMeforish of HaKadosh Baruch Hu would cause that the letters, specific letters, would light up, and then the Kohen Gadol had to have Ruach HaKodesh to know how to connect the letters. By Eli HaKohen, there's a famous gra that Chana, he thought, was Shikr, because he asked the question to the Urim V'Tumim concerning Chana, and it lit up Shin Chaf Reish Hey. So he interpreted it as Shikora. She is drunk, and that's why she's mumbling to herself. And really, the Gemara in Brachas tells us that Chana said to Eli HaKohen, Loy Odin Ato B'Davar Zeh, you don't have any Ruach HaKodesh, because Ruach HaKodesh is necessary to put the letters together. But rather, I'm an Isha Kshera, or I'm like Kisora, I'm like Sora, who was an Akora. That's how the letters of Shin Chaf Reish Hey should be put together. Chaf Shin Reish Hey should be Kshera. And therefore, you don't have Ruach HaKodesh. So these were the Urim V'Tumim, and the Gemara is asking that if this is the Pshat in Shevet, it should require Kalpi, Urim V'Tumim, and Kol Yisrael. And since we only find that it's a Bezdin of Ayin Aleph, we don't find all these other things, Ela Mechvarta, it's clearer that the better teretz is Rav Masna, as Rav Masna said, that Shevet means Nasi of the Shevet. He's a Gadol, and he needs a Bezin of Shivim V'yechot. Ravina Amar, Ravina says, Lo'ilam B'Shevet Yehudach. Really, we're going to go back to the teretz that we gave on Tezvav Amud Beis of Shevet Yehudach, that they served Avodah Zarah. But you didn't like that teretz. Why? Uduk Kashloch B'dina D'Ram Da'inin Lei. Do we, in fact, give him a din like an ira nidachas of 71, a shevet is more than 100, and it's more than roiv of a shevet. So according to Rabbi Yonason and Rabbi Yoshia, everybody would be maida that a shevet has a din of a tzibur, and therefore it reverts back to the locha of a yochid, which would be skila and a bezin of chav gimel. So the Gemara answers in. Yes, there is a din of a rabim of an ira nidachas. What does it mean? We split it. Afal gav de katlina biyachid. Even though the gabri halach of how you kill the perpetrator, if it's a shevet, each member of the shevet would get skila like a yachid. Because in that regard, they do not have a din of an iri hanidakas. They're a tzibur. And a tzibur reverts back to the halach of a yachid. But beidina derabim dininale, how big is the bezdin that has to adjudicate this matter, there it will have a halach of an ira nidachas. How do I know? Me, lo yomer Rab Chama bar Yoisi, yomer Rab Yoisi, which we're going to find on this stuff as well, on Amud Beis. It says in the Pasuk, Voitseiso esa ish. The Pasuk says, Voitseiso esa isha hu oyo esa isha hi, and the Pasuk continues, Asher osu esa dover raza el sharecho, esa ish oyo esa isha skatam avonava mesu. You should give skila to the person who served, avodah zara. So we are medayik, says Rav Chama Rav Yaisi, ish ve isha atomites le sharecho. Le sharecho means the bezdin in your gate, which is the bezdin of chaf gimel. So you bring out an individual, but viata mitzi kol yirkul l'sharecho. You do not bring out an entire city. That's the halach which we're going to learn on Amud Beis. There you require by a city, by an ira nidachas, you require 71. Hachanami here by a shevet as well, even though the shevet is going to get skila like a yachid, but it's going to need a bezin of 71 from the same limit. Ish v'isha atomites l'sharecho, an individual you take out to your gate where the bezin of chav gimel was found in the gate of the city, in the gateway. V'iatomites l'kol shevet kul l'sharecho, you don't take out the whole shevet to your gate. There, you have to go to the bezin in the Beis Hamikdash, which was the bezin hagadol of shivim ve'echot. And then the Mishnah continues, loy es navi hasheker, a navi hasheker, when you're being done him, he needs a bezdin of 71. No hani mili, from where do we learn this? Amar Rav Yisrael Chanina, asi azad azad, mizak and mamri. We have the word zodain on purpose, both by azak and mamri, and by a navi hasheker. The azak and mamri we find in Parsha Shoiftim and Perik Yud Zayin, where the Torah tells us that if you don't keep all mechad dover, and you don't know what the halacha is, you should go up to the Beis HaMikdash, to the Lishus HaGazes, to the Sanhedrin Gedolah, which refers to the Beis HaMikdash. And then it says, you have to listen. But what happens here is Zok and Mamre in Pasuk Yud Beis there in Perek Yud Zayin, Vehoish asher yase bezodoin levilti shmoy ala koyin hoi milishor shomis Hashem alikecho. So it says, if maliciously, as Rashi explains over here, the Zakin Mamri asked the Shiloh from the Sanhedrin Hagadol, and he got a psak, and he went back to his city, and he still paskined, not like the Sanhedrin Hagadol. He paskined like he had originally paskined against the Sanhedrin Hagadol. So he is Mamre. He is rebelling against the Sanhedrin Hagadol. And if he rebels against the Sanhedrin of Chof Gimel, he doesn't have Allah of Zaka Mamre. Only if it's against the Bezin of Ayin Aleph. So we learn out from that Yase Bezodin, which is a Lashon of Hazodah, to Navi Sheker, even though by Navi Sheker it doesn't have specifically the word Zodin, it has Asher Yazid, as we'll soon see, but it's the Inyan of Hazodah, it's enough to make Egzei Rishava. What does it say in Navi Sheker? Also in Parsha Shoift and Perik Yudches Pasuk Chav, Ach HaNavi Asher Yazid, L'daber Dover B'Shmi, es asher loitzi visiv ludaber vasher yudaber b'shem elohim acherim umeis hanavi yahu. A navi who speaks in the name of other gods, or he says in the name of Hashem, kaviyachol, that he said that Hashem said something which he really didn't say, so he receives the death penalty as well. So it comes out that we're learning the Asher Yozid of a Navi Sheker from the Yaseh Bezodoin of the Zokin Mamre. Ma'alahal Mishim Vechot. Just like by the rebellion of the Zokin Mamre, it's against the Bezdin of 71. Afkam Mishim Vechot, who has to judge a Navi Sheker, a Bezdin of 71? Ask the Gemara, Vohazodah Kiksiva Biktolahu Dichsiva. You're learning it out from Zokin Mamre, but by Zokin Mamre, the word Hazodah is written in the part of the Pasuk which deals with his death. And Uktola Be'esrim V'tlosa Hu. The death of a Zokin Mamre is only with 23, as Rashi says, because if you look in our Mishnah, nowhere does it say that a Zokin Mamre receives a Bezdin of 71. So he gets L'chaira Bezdin of 23. So if you're telling me you're learning it out from the Hamorah, from the rebellion against the Sanhedrin of 71, but in fact the Asher Yaseh Bezodin is going on the end of the pasuk, Umeisa Yeshehu, it's going Negeya, the death, and the death is only by a Bezdin of 23. Elomer Rish Lakish, we talk to learn out Navi Hashaker from Zokin Mamre, but from a different Gzereshava, Gomer Dover Dover, Mehamer Asai. By the rebellion of the Zokin Mamre, it says, he's rebelling against the Sanhedrin HaGadol, it says, Vasisal Pia Dover, Ashay Agilucha. So we have the word Dover concerning the Hurrah, the Psak of the Sanhedrin HaGadol, and then we have in the Pasuk by Navi Sheker, Manavi, Asher Yazid, Ledaber Dover, so we again have Ladabra Dover. So there, Ladabra Dover is speaking about the Aveira of the Navi Sheker. The Alpia Dover is speaking about the rebellion of the Zokin Mamre. So Memela, we can learn one from the other. Just like his rebellion is against the Bezdin of 71, so too the judgment of a Navi Sheker is the Bezdin of 71. Ask the Gemara, if that is so, Ulahadur Zokin Mamre Veligmar Hazada Hazada Minavi Hasheker. Now that we've established that a Navi Hasheker is nidden with a Bezdin of 71, why, in fact, is the halacha that a Zokin Mamre only needs a Bezdin of Chaf Gimel to Paskin to adjudicate his death penalty? Why don't we learn now that we have that other Gzeirah Shava of Hazada Hazada, we should learn back from Navi Sheker to Zokin Mamre, that a Zokin Mamre also requires the death penalty, alpi, a Bezdin of 71. Answers the Gemara, Dover, Dover, Gomer, Hazad, Hazad, Eloi, Gomer. As Rashi explains, that a Kal V'chomer, a person's able to make on his own. However, a Gzeira Shav, it has to be something that he learned from his Rebbe, a Halach L'maisha Messina, because otherwise it could be that the Gzeira Shav is used for something else. Krala Milsachrita Asa. V'chein Halacha Ravachas B'Yisrael. Rashi says at the end of the Rashi Divrei Maskil, Dover Dover. So this is a well-known halacha that Ein Adam Don Gzeir Shava Mi'atzmai. A person cannot on his own be Don Gzeir Shava. So Memela, in fact, the Gzeir Shava of Dover Dover, he had learnt. And the Gzeira Shava of Hazar Hazar, he had not learned. Therefore, we only learn out from the rebellion of a Zokin Mamre against the Bezdin of 71 to the death penalty of a Navi Hasheker of 71. But we don't go back and learn from the Navi Hasheker to Zokin Mamre that the Zokin Mamre is also at 71. In fact, Allah is a Zokin Mamre is a Bezdin of Chaf Gimel. Continues the Mishnah. That Veloyas the Kohen Gadol. Kohen Gadol also requires a Bezdin of 71. Menonimili, from where do we know this? Om Ravada Barava. This is the Ravada Barava that we had at the top of the Yom concerning Nasi of a Shevet, that he has a din of a Gadol. So here's the Makar from Ravada Barava. The Omer Kroh, Kola, Dover Gadol Yavir Alecha. Yisri said to Moshe that any big thing should be brought to you. And you, Moshe, have a din of a Bezdin of 71. So we learn now, Dover Gadol means Dvor Shagol, anything to do with a Gadol, which is a Kayan Gadol, and who had in the Gemara before said, concerning a Nasi of a Shevet. Meisve, Dover Gadol, Dover Kasha. Dover Gadol equals Dover Kasha. Gadol big means difficult. Atoimer Dover Kasha. You're telling me that Dover Gadol means Dover Kasha, Ein El Dvor Shagol. Maybe it means like the other Mandi Omer said, anything to do with a Gadol, like a Kayan Gadol, or a Nasi of a Shevet. That can't be. Kishu Oimer Esadora Koshi of Yinel Moshe. When Moshe actualized what his father-in-law Yisrael told him, it says that the difficult thing was brought to Moshe. Hare Dover Koshi Omer. So the Gemara is learning that we see if Moshe implemented what his father-in-law suggested, so it must be that the Dover Gadol that his father-in-law suggested meant Dover Koshi. So L'chayr, it's difficult on Rabada Barava, who wanted to learn that Dover Gadol means Dvor of Shal Gadol. So the Gemara answers, Hu da Omar ki hai Tana. Einachanami, he has a different Tana of a different Brisa, the Sanya. Dover Gadol means Dvor of Shal Gadol, like Rabada Barav, Atoimer Dvor of Shal Gadol. You're telling me it's any matter concerning a Gadol, Einel a Dover Akasha. Maybe Dover Gadol means Dover Akasha, like the Tana of the other Brisa. Kishu Oimer a Dover Akasha, when it says what Moshe did, it said Dover Akasha, Hare Dover Akasha Omar. It already says that Moshe dealt with difficult things. Hamani Mekam Dover Gadol. So what is the pshat when it said before by Yisroi that Moshe should adjudicate only the big things? It must mean Dvor Shel Gadol. Ask the Gemara, Vahai Tana, the one who holds that Gadol and Kasha are equal one to the other, and it's the same thing, Trey Kroy Lomeli. What do you need to psukim? So that's a simple teret, says the Gemara. Chad Letzavo, one was the command, one was Yisroi's suggestion to his son-in-law of what he should do. Chad Letzavo Ba'alma, Stam plain, he was telling him what to do. V'chad La'asiyah, and one, the Pasuk is coming to tell you that Moshe, in fact, did what his father-in-law said. The Idduch, and the one who learns that Gadol means Dvorav Shel Gadol, how does he know it? Im kain licht of oi gadol gadol oi kasha kasha. You're right. The pashtus, one is the command and one was the actualization of the command. But if that were so, let it be consistent. Let it say by both Yisrael and Moshe either gadol or kasha. My gadol, my kasha. Why does it change around gadol and kasha? Shmami not tarti. From here I learned two things. What are the two things? One, that it was done for the tzivui and the asiya. And two, that Gadol in fact means Zvorov Shel Gadol. Continues the Gemara by Rabbi Lozer. Rabbi Lozer had a shayla, Shari Shel Kohen Gadol Bekama. We know that it says in the Pasuk, Hashor Yisakov Gambol of Yumas. And we learn out, as the Mishnah said in Dav Beis Amud Aleph, Kemis as Bailam, Kach Mis as Shor. Just like if you were to paskin about the owner. If he did something that deserves Mises Bezdin, he would require a Bezdin of Chaf Gimel. The same thing if his ox kills someone and he deserves to be killed. So his judgment is done by a Bezdin of Chaf Gimel, like his master's. That's what I learned out from Vegam Ba'olav Yumas. So now the question is, what happens if a Kohen Gadol's ox killed someone? How big is the Bezdin that is going to be judging the shore? Do I say Lamisis Baam Diday Medamin and Lay? Do I say Kemisis Abailam, Kachmisis Ashar? Well, his owner, the Kohen Gadol, gets judged with 71, so maybe you need 71 for the Shor as well. Or Dilmor, maybe Lamisis Baam Da'alma Medamin and Lay. When it says Kemisis Habailam, Kachmisis Ashar, it doesn't mean your specific owner who might be a Kohen Gadol who needs 71. Rather, it means a human being, whatever a regular person in the world would require for his judgment of a death penalty case, which is 23, that's the same thing to the shore of a Kohen Gadol as well. Amar Abai, so this question, the Gemara really doesn't resolve, but from the question, Abai learns out something else. Amar Abai, Midakam Abayle Shoyroi, since our whole shire is Negei at a shore, Mechlal de B'moinai Pshitalei, so that he had no kasha. If it's a question concerning a money matter of the Kohen Gadol, then just like a regular Jew would have a bezin of Gimel, so too the Kohen Gadol. So the Gemara says, what's a bias chiddush? Pshita. Of course, the only shahs are sure. Why should the money matter of a Kohen Gadol require a bigger bezin than three? So the Gemara says, no, I have a half a minute wood. Ma, the same a hoyle. The cost of kol hadover hagodol. since we learned Kol Davar Gol. And what did we say it means on the third line of this Amid? It says, Dvar of Shel Gadol. So I would have thought, Kol Dvar of Shel Gadol. Maybe anything concerning a Gadol, not only about a shore, but any money matter. Maybe it's not enough, a bezin of three. Maybe Avoy Olecha has to come to Moshe as a din of 71. Kamash Malon, that it's only Negea Kohen Gadol himself, it's a bezin of 71. His shore, the Gemara has a Shaila, and his mammon, there's no Shaila, that all he needs is a bezin of three. Continues the Gemara. It says in the Mishnah, on Daf Beis Amud Aleph, the Ein Moitzin L'Mochemes HaRishus, El Al Pi Bezin Shoshivim Echot. A Bezin, Mochemes HaRishus, where it's not a mitzvah, that requires a Bezin of 71. Rashi in the Mishnah, on Daf Beis Amud Aleph, tells us that, quote, Kol Milchama Kori Rishus, every Milchama is a Rishus, is something that's not mandatory, it's permissible, but not a Chiv. Levad Mi Mochemes Yeshua, except for the war that Yeshua made at the beginning of Zion Shekivshu, Zion Shechilka, when they entered into Eretz Yisrael, that is a Melchemetz Mitzvah. So, and we're based on this Rashi, L'chayra, there is a part of the next Gemara that the Rabbeinu Yonah has a kasher on, as we'll see in a minute. Minani Mili, how do you know that for a Melchemetz Rishus, you need a bezin of 71. Amar Rav Avuah, Amar Kra. It says in the pasuk, "V'lifnei Elazar Hakoyin Yamoid." The pasuk is in Bamidbar, Perek Chav Zayin, pasuk Chav Aleph. "V'lifnei Elazar Hakoyin Yamoid." V'shal loy b'mishpat horurim lifnei Hashem al piv yetsu v'al piv yavoyu, which is referring to the mouth of Elazar, the Koyin Meshuach Mochama, who. V'chol b'nei Yisrael itoy v'chol ha'eda. This is the complete pasuk. And now the Gemara darshed this pasuk. Now, by the way, this pasuk was said when Moshe was instructed by Hashem to begin transferring the leadership of Kol Yisrael over to Yeshua, because Moshe was going to die. So the pasuk says, V'lifnei Elazar HaKohen Yamoid. Who? There's a word who in the pasuk. Who's... To whom is that referring to? Zeh Melech, that's a king. And which king is that? That's Yeshua. Yeshua had a din of a Melech. So, and we're speaking about that the Meshuach Mocham is leading them into war. And from this, the Gemara wants to learn out that any war, even a Mochemes Rishus, and we see that... We have a requirement, as we're going to learn further, that you need a Sanhedrin of Ayin Aleph. The Kasher Rabbeinu Yonah asks, this is Yeshua, and as we just quoted from Rashi and Daf Beis Amud Aleph, the only Mechemes Mitzvah was the one of Zayin Shekivshu, Zayin Shechilku, which Yeshua was in charge of. So how can we learn out from Yeshua Mochemes Rishus when Yeshua himself was busy with the Mochemes Mitzvah? And if you look in the side here in the Masoras HaShatz, it brings down Mitzvah LeYashev Dehobi Yeshua Mishtoi Kra. Rashi in Yuma, where the sugi is on the fine Gimel on the base, tells us that who, Zeh Melech, and who is it referring to Yeshua. And if so, Yeshua is a Mochemes Mitzvah. Ein Barabbeinu Yonah, who gives several Mahalchim how to answer this very strong question. Continues the Gemara to explain the Pasuk. The Cholo Eda, says the Pasuk, Zeh Sanhedrin, this is the Sanhedrin. And that's why, no, we skipped a part, let's go back. The Chol B'nei Yisrael, Itoy with him, who's with him? Zeh Meshuach Mochama, this is the Meshuach Mochama. Because that was, Elazar was the Meshuach Mochama. How do you learn out Kol B'nei Yisrael? So Rashi in Avoid the Zara on Daf, Rashi in Yuma on Daf Ayin Gimel Amud Beis says it's Meshuach Mochama because B'nai Yisrael follow the Meshuach Mochama into battle. So that's why I learn out that from Itoy that refers to the B'nai Yisrael following the Meshuach Mochama. So we see that we require Meshuach Mochama. V'chalo Eda, who does that refer to in the Pasuk? Zeh Sanhedrin. This is the Sanhedrin HaGadol. Ask the Gemara, if this is your limit, have a kasha. V'dilma l'Sanhedrin hu d'karmer l'hu rachmana d'lishay l'burim v'tumim. Maybe for a Melchemes Rishus, Rashi says, you can go out without the Rishus of Sanhedrin. What's the Sanhedrin doing in this Pasuk? The Pasuk is telling you that the only one who can be shoyl in the Urim V'tumim is not a Hedjit. A regular person cannot ask the Urim V'tumim. But rather, it has to be a Meshuach Mechama, or Sanhedrin, or a Melech. Those are the ones that are listed in this Pasuk. The Pasuk is just coming to tell you who can be shoyl in the Urim V'tumim, but has nothing to do with asking Rishus to go out into a Melchemes Rishus. Perhaps there, a Sanhedrin of Ayin Aleph is not required. Elog, says the Gemara, I'll give you a different source for Sanhedrin Ayin Aleph from Melchemes Rishus. Ki Adar Amar Rav Achabar Bizne Amar Rav Shimon Chasida. There was a harp that was hung above the bed of David. When midnight came, Ruach's finest, a northerly wind, Minashevis boy, blew through the harp, and the strings of the harp would play by themselves through this wind. Rashi explains to us from, it's the first wide line at the bottom, from the Gemara Bava Basra, Chaf Hei, Amid Aleph, that there are four winds that blow through a day. The easterly wind is in the morning. The southerly wind is Chatzos in the day. At night, we have the westerly wind. And in the middle of the night, we have the northerly wind. Now, the Gemara tells us in Yevamos, brings Rashi, that all the 40 years that Klal Yisrael were in the Midbar, they were Nezufim, they were like banished from the presence of Hashem, and they were punished, and the Ruach Tzafonis did not blow for them during the day. But yet, even though it didn't blow during the day, it didn't fail from blowing during Chatzos Halayla. In other words, Rashi says that Chatzos Halayla, it always blows. Sometimes it blows also during the day. That they did not have, as a result, they weren't able to do Bris Mila in the Midbar. And Rashi says that the northerly wind is a Ruach Noicha V'yofa L'Bris. It's a very pleasant wind. And the day gets all shined up through this northerly wind. So anyway, this one that a Chatzos Laila came to wake up David HaMelech. Kivin Shigia Chatzos Laila, Ruach Tzvayis Meshavis Boy, V'hoye Menagim Elev, Miyad, immediately, Hoye David, Oymed Vaisa Vatar, he would learn Torah, as the Pasuk says in Tehillim. Rashi brings down the beginning of the Pasuk, Chatzos Laila, Okum, Lohoydeis L'cha, Mishpatei Tzikecha, Pasuk, in Per Kufiyotes of Tehillim. He would get up in the middle of the night to learn Torah, Ad Sha'ol Amud HaShachar. This was his daily routine. Kiv and Sha'ol Amud HaShachar, when the morning star came out, the regular routine was that he had a meeting with the Chachm Yisrael, Nichnasu Chachm Yisrael Etzloi. The Anaf Yosef and Brachas of Gilma Beis tells us that one time the following incident happened. Amruloi, they told him one day, Adonena Amelech, our master, the king, Amch Yisrael Tzrichim Parnasa. They are very poor people, many poor people, and they need Parnasa. Amar Lahan, Lechu is Parnasa, Zemizel, let the Ashirim give Parnasa to the Aniyim. Amruloi, they said to him, Eina Koimetz was B'Yasari. Koimetz comes from the word like Kmitza, which we do with flour, that it's only a handful, and the lion is not satisfied with that. When you dig a deep pit, so the earth that you take out and you try to fill it back up, the pit will not become full of that earth. In other words, they were saying that the Ashirim don't have enough money to support the Anim. Amar Lahem. So David said to them, L'chu, pishtu yedek, migdud. If so, just like today, Rachman al-Slan, we have our enemies, Hezbollah and Hamas and PLO, that try to wreak havoc in Eretz Yisrael, so too, in the times of David, the Amalekim would terrorize Klal Yisrael and steal their food and water. So David says it's time to retaliate and go to those foreign legions of the Amalekim and get back property with which we can be mefarnes, the Aniyim. Miyad yoytzim Achitofel. So the Seder was that they would take advice from Achitofel. Achitofel was a advisor of David. Unfortunately, later he sided with Avishalom in his rebellion against David, and the Gemara calls Achitofel in Brachas a person who is a Ra, he was a Rasha, but at this time he was a trusted advisor of David HaMelech, because it's speaking about before he rebelled. Vinim Lachem Sanhedrin, after they went to Achitofel, they went to the Sanhedrin. Achitofel told them battle strategy. They got Rishus from Sanhedrin. Here we see a Melchemes Rishus requires the Sanhedrin of Ayin Aleph. Vishayel in Urim V'Tumim, they would ask in the Urim V'Tumim, would they be successful in this battle or not? Amar Rabbi Yosef, Mikra, what is the pasuk that shows us that this was the approach of who they consulted before they went into war, as we turn to Daf Tes Zayin Amud Beis, V'achre Achitofel, after Achitofel, who was next in line, B'noyo Ben Yoyada. And then came Evyaser, he was the Kohen Gadol, V'sar Tzval HaMelech Yoyev, and then the general to the king, who was Yoyev. So the Gemara Darshan, Achitofel Zeh Yoyetz, he was an advisor, V'chein Weimer, and so it says in the pasuk, V'atzas Achitofel Asher Yoyetz, Uvinoyo ben Yoyada zu Sanhedrin. As Rashi says, he was the muflish of a Sanhedrin. He was the greatest gadol, so he represents Sanhedrin. So first they went to Achitofel, then they went to Sanhedrin. Then it says Evyaser. Evyaser is a person, but Evyaser was the one who wore the Urim V'tumim. So Elu Urim V'tumim. These are the Urim V'tumim. V'cheinu Oimer. And we see this in a pasuk as well. It says, Uvinoyo ben Yoyada ala kresi v'ala plesi. The Urim V'tumim are the same as the kresi and the plesi. So Benayo Ben Yada was on top, and as he preceded the Urim V'tumim. So if we go back to the pasuk on the top line, Va'achre Achitofel, next in line was Benayo Ben Yada from the Sanhedrin, representing the Sanhedrin. Evyaser the Kohen Gadol, who was wearing the Kresi Uplesi, and who was before the Kresi Uplesi, that was Benayo Ben Yoyada. So Benayo Ben Yoyada in the pasuk on the first line is in front of Evyaser. In the pasuk, which we're bringing from Divrei Hayamim, Benayo Ben Yoyada, ala Kresi ala Plesi. Who's next in line? Kresi Uplesi. And you told me Evyaser is next in line. It means the same thing, because Evyaser wore the Kresi Uplesi. Now the Gemara interjects, V'loma Nikrishman Kresi Uplesi. Why are the Urim V'tumim called the Kresi Uplesi? The answer is, Kresi Shekarsin Devrayim. They're very precise. They don't say a word more or a word less. Uplesi means from the word Pelish, Shemuflon Maseim. They're wondrous deeds that come about as a result of the Urim V'tumim. By the way, we didn't explain before why, in fact, are they called Urim V'tumim, because Urim means from the word Oyer, light. They illuminate, they clarify their words. And Tumim means they're complete because their words are indeed fulfilled. And then, says the Gemara, V'acher kach sar hatzvol ha-melch Yoyev. It was only after Klal Yisrael asked Rishus to go to a Melchemes Rishus of Achitofel and Sanhedrin Ayin Aleph. And then they went to the Urim V'tumim. Then only was the king's general Yoyev entrusted with the battle to the enemy. Omer Rabbi Yitzchak Breid Rav Adav Amrla Omer Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Avdumi Mikra. Now this is going on what we learned before. Where do we see in the pasuk that the harp woke up David at Chatzos and he learned Torah? Says the pasuk in Tehillim, Ura Kvodi, wake up my neshama, Ura Nevel V'chinor. The navel seems to be also a kind of harp like the kinor. Or ira shachar. I won't be like other kings that the shachar wakes them up, but rather I will wake up the shachar because I'm going to get up at chatzos through the north wind blowing through the kinor and wake up and precede the shachar by learning Torah from chatzos till alois shachar. Continues the Gemara to explain the next part of the Mishnah. Ve'im, moisivin ala yir v'ala zoreis, ela, with a bezden of ayin aleph. Minani mili, how do we know this? Omer rav simi barchi omer akra. It says in the pasuk, which now in Tavshin ayin, we had in last week's Parsha Truma. Kechoil asher ani mara oischa, you, Moshe Rabbeinu, you have a din of 71, everything I'm showing you, as Tavnis HaMishkan, and the Bach puts in, Ves Tavnis Kol Kalov, the form of the Mishkan, and the form of all the Kalim, V'chein Tasu. So I learn out, Rashi brings this in last week's Parsha, L'dayroi, so you shall do for future generations, Haboyin, that are coming. So we see that everything that is connected with the Mishkan and with the Kalim has to be done with a bezn of ayin aleph. Masiv Rava, Kol ha-kelim she'asa Moshe, all the kelim that Moshe made, mishichasa makachan, the anointing them with the Shemana Mishka made them holy. Mikam ve'elch, future generations, if a keli broke, they had to bring in a new keli. Avidos mechan chosim, there was no Shemana Mishka to be mekadosh them, but rather their service that dedicated them for the avoda in the Beis HaMikdash. Ramai, why should this be? Neima, why don't we learn from that pasuk that you just brought that it requires ayin aleph, any addition to the city or to the azores requires 71. We learned it out from v'chein tasu. So you should do in the dar saboyin. So why don't we say the same thing here? V'chein tasu l'dar saboyin, that mishicha of the Shemana Mishka is required. Shiny awesome answers the Gemara. There it's different. The Amar Krav, v'yim shechem v'yikadesh oysa. Moshe made mishicha. He made them holy. So I make a diyuk. Oysam b'mishicha v'loy l'dar mishicha. We have a miyut that only those kalim at the time of Moshe Rabbeinu who became holy through Mashiach and not subsequent future generations. Ask the Gemara, Ve'ema oisim Mashiach ula doyreis ibu Mashiach iba vayda. Maybe in the time of Moshe it was only Mashiach. In the future generation, you have a choice, either Mashiach or Avoda. How do you know Avoda to the exclusion of Mashiach? Amra Papa Makra, because the Pasuk says, Asher Yishor Suba'am B'Kodesh. So Rashi says, Yishor is a Lashon Asid, which they will use. So we, Akasiv Talam Bashiras, the Torah put the holiness of future Kalim connected to the usage, as we learned before, Avoidosan Mechan Chosan. Ask the Gemara, once you have this limit that you need Shiras, you need the Avoda to be Mekadosh future Kalim, El Oysim Lamli. So what do I need the meat that we learned before? Oysim B'Mashicha V'loy L'Doris B'Mashicha. The Gemara answers, Yilav Oysim, if not for that meat, Havamin, I would have thought L'Doris B'Mashicha Uba Avoda. Because the Hoksiv V'chein Tasu. Since the Torah said V'chein Tasu, it means you do need Mashicha for the future. But you also need Avoda because it says Asher Yishorsu. So maybe you need both. That's why I need a miyud of oisim, katz rechaman oisim. Oisim and Mashiach, v'lo the dais from Mashiach. Oisim tells you that Mashiach does not apply to future generations. On that, we don't say v'chein tasu. It's only for the Sanhedrin of Ayin Aleph that we say v'chein tasu. And from the pasuk Asher Yishorsu b'mekayish, we learn that avidosan michan chosan. Continues the Gemara in the next part of the Mishnah. The Mishnah stated, v'ein oisin Sanhedrin yishochav gimel. We don't make a Sanhedrin of 23, only through a Sanhedrin of 71. Menolan, how do you know this? Get ashkam b'moshe. Like we found by Moshe, the Uki Sanhedrin, because based on the advice of his father-in-law Yisrael, he implemented the system of having lower courts. Moshe, and here the Gemara states the Beferish, which we learned before in the Yud Gimel Beis, that Moshe b'mkoyim shivim v'chad koyim, Moshe in the place of 71. So we see that lower courts are made with a bezdin of 71. Tana Rabbanan, we learned in the Braisa, Minayin shemamidim shayfim Yisrael. How do you know that you establish shayfim for Yisrael? So the pasuk that the Gemara is now going to refer to is at the beginning of Parsha Shayfim, which states, Shayfim v'shaytrim titen l'cha b'chol sharecha, Hashem Hashem l'kecha naisen lach l'shvatecha v'shaftu es'am mishpat tzedek. So the Gemara learns as follows, Talmud Leimer, Shayfim titen, so although in the pasuk it doesn't say Shayfim titen, it says Shayfim v'shaytrim titen, but the Gemara is saying the word titen goes on both Shayfim v'shaytrim. So I learn out, Shayfim titen, then we learn out Shaitrim Lisrom Nayan. How do you know you have to establish Shaitrim? The answer is Tamil Lama Shaitrim Titan, because the Titan is going both on Shaitrim and Shaitrim. Shaitrim are, as Rashi explains, officers who forced people who did not want to listen to the Bezdin, to the Sanhedrin. They would hit them with sticks until they would listen. So they enforced the law that was adjudicated by the Bezdin. Continues the Gemara in the second wide line. Shayftim l'chol shevet v'shevet nine. How do you know that each shevet has to establish shayftim tam? Alayim shayftim l'shvatecha. Because in that pasuk that we quoted before, it says at the end of the pasuk, to your shvatim. Shaytrim l'chol shevet v'shevet minayin. How do you know shaytrim for every shevet? Tam alayim shaytrim l'shvatecha. Again, I say that the word l'shvatecha is going both on shayftim and on Shaitrim. Continues the Gemara, Shaiftim l'chol ir v'ir minayin. How do you know you need Shaiftim in every city? Talmud Loimer, Shaiftim. Here it says l'sharecha. The Gemara says this is wrong, and it should say b'chol sharecha. How do you know shaitrim l'chol ir v'ir minayin? Tam alaymer shaitrim, again, not l'sharecha. The Gra says b'chol she'arecha. Tosfos in Divrei Maaseh Shoftim is asking a question. Once I have a shoftim and shaitrim in every city, so what do I need another limit for every shevet? So I already have it in every shevet. So Tosfos says, the marshal, let's say I had one city that belonged to two shvatim. So that's the halacha of ir, you would only need one bezin. That's the halacha of shevet. So this would require two batei dinim, one for each shevet. Continues the Gemara. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, echad memuna al kulam. There was one that was on top of all of them. Shenamar titen lecha. Even though we're speaking about many shayftim, many shaitrim, in every city, in every shevet, but it says titen lecha. Who's the lecha? So Rashi learns what it means. Echad memuna al kulam. Zusan hedrim gedayla. Tosfos disagrees, and Tosfos says in Divrei Maaseh echad memuna al kulam venira. In the middle of Tosfos, near Lafarge, the Echad ben al-Kulam, who muflish of a Bezdin. That's the Av Bezdin. Ubechol shayftim shaytim hayisha mufla. There's always one head of the Bezdin, and Tosfos goes on to say, Venira, duloy hayim echeshbin a Sanhedrin. He wasn't even from the Cheshbin. He wasn't from the count of the Sanhedrin, but yet he took care of each individual Sanhedrin of Chav Gimel or Ayin Alef. There was always a mufla. That's what it means, Echad ben al-Kulam. Rab Shimon Gamliel Oimer. At the end of the pasuk we quoted, it says, "Asher Hashem l'kanecha noisin l'cha lishvatecha v'shaftu esam mishpat tzedek." So I have the words v'shaftu next to the words lishvatecha. So we learned before kol shevet v'shevet. We learned that the word shvatecha is going on shayftim v'shaytrim. That's how you know you need a judge in every shevet. But he is learning out the same halacha from a different part of the pasuk, since it puts smuchen next one another. Shaftu to lishvatecha, I learn out mitzvah b'shevet ladna shiftai. There's a mitzvah on each shevet to judge its own shevet. The shevet has to judge itself. Memeil, it means that every shevet has to have its own Sanhedrin. Continues the Gemara explaining the next part of the Mishnah. Ein ois nirani dachas. You cannot make an irani dachas without a bezin of ayin aleph. Not in Mili. And we quoted this before on Amid Aleph. Amr b'chiv b'yaisav amr b'yaisia. To amr krav. Vait seisa sa isha hu ois isha hi. If they served avodah zarah. And you should kill them. Where? L'sharecha. Ish v'isha atomaitzu sharecha. V'yatomaitzu kol yir kul sharecha. You don't take out a whole city. A whole city has a din of irani dachas. They have to be judged in front of the Sanhedrin Gedolah in Yerushalayim. And so we learned by a whole shevet, even though the whole shevet will get skila like an individual, but as far as the Sanhedrin goes, they'll have to go to Sanhedrin or Gedolah. We learn it out from the same limud. It's an ish v'isha that goes l'sharecha to the bezin of chaf gimel in Yerushar, and a shevet or a whole city has to go to the bezin of ayin alf. Then the Mishnah says, "Ein ois nirani dachas b'sfor." We don't make an irani dachas in a border city. My time. So the Gemara here learns it out from a pasuk. It says concerning the irani dachas mikir b'cha amrachamana v'loymen asfor. It has to be inside, in your midst of Klal Yisrael, of Eretz Yisrael, and not on a border which is not mikir b'cha. And then the Mishnah says, you don't make three irani dachas v'loy shalosh dichsiv achas. It says there's one city. It says in the pasuk, "Sishma be'achas orecha." Aval oisn achas shtayim. One or two you could do. Dichsiv orecha, plural. Tana rabbanan. Achas, only one here in the dachas. Achas v'lo shalosh, not three. Atomer achas v'lo shalosh. You say one and not three. Or yein al achas v'lo shtayim and not two. Even two you can't do. Kishoyim orecha. It says a plural. Hare shtayim. Omer, you could do two. Homani mekam achas. I, it says on the other hand, a mead only one. Achas v'lo shalosh, you can't do three. Zimnen omer rav bebezden echad hudein oisim. Habishnam shalosh bat tedinim oisim. Sometimes rav paskin that only one Sanhedrin gedoyla cannot do it. However, two or three can. Now, what does it mean, two or three? There is only one Sanhedrin Gedolah. So the Mepharshim explained that, let's say some of the, Rashi, in fact, says it, in Divrei Maaseh Bebezden Echad, Kol Zman Shen Sanhedrin Zukaima, Avo Meisu Elov V'Nesman Rachem Reisen, then you could do it. In other words, if there's only one Sanhedrin Gedolah, but if members of the Sanhedrin died, and they were Mamana other Dayanim to replace them, so it's like a new Bezdin now. So the first sheet in the name of Rav said that you could make a number of Irene Dachas more than you could make, let's say, three Ira Nidachas if you had numerous Sanhedrin Gedoyla. V'zimnin Amar Rabba Filo B'Shem V'Shalosh Batedinim La'Olam Ein Oisim. Even if you have subsequent Batedinim, you cannot make three Ira Nidachas. My time at the Rav. What's the reason? Rav Mishim Karcha. Because of baldness means desolation. If you're going to have three, it doesn't matter how many Batedinim made it, it's going to come out. You're going to cause the destruction, the desolation of Eretz Yisrael. Amar Shlokish. Lo'ishan B'Makam Echad. As Rashi explains, you can't make three in one place, like Golul or Yehuda. Avol b'shnayim b'shloshim makom misoysin. But let's say you had one in Golul and two in Yehuda. Together, three in Eretz Yisrael, that's fine. As long as it's not in one specific area of Eretz Yisrael. Rabbi Yochanan disagrees and says, ein oysim shum karcha. Because of desolation, because of that svara, you don't do it even in different locales of Eretz Yisrael. Tanya Kav said Rabbi Yochanan. We have a riot to Rabbi Yochanan. It says, Ain in the Tesefta, Ain Oisin Shalish Aryaris Mudachs of Eretz Yisrael. You can't make three. Aval Oisin Oisam Shtaim. You could do two. You could go in Achas Behuda, Achas Begol. One in Yehuda, one in Gol. Aval Shtaim Behuda, Shtaim Begol Ain Oisin. But to do two in Yehuda and two in Gol, that you don't do. Because, even though you're only doing two in each one, but you're coming out to four. And the total of Eretz Yisrael can only have two. So this is a right to Rabbi Yochanan, because according to Rish Lakish, there'd be nothing wrong with making a few in each place, as long as you don't make three in one place. From here we see clearly there can only be two in all of Eretz Yisrael. Anything more than that, wherever the cities are, is not allowed. Usmuchel is safar, if it's near a border, afila achas ain oisin, we don't even do one if it's near a border. My time, what's the reason? Shemi yishmu nachum yechri was there, tzrol. Maybe the nachum will hear that town is desolate. And in mail, they'll be able to attack and they'll destroy Eretz Yisrael. Ask the Gemara, why do you need this svara, this tam, v'tepele the mekir b'chom rachman of lemon asvar? We learned before a pasuk. The pasuk said at the beginning of this sugya, my time, mekir b'chom rachman of lemon asvar. So what do I need a reason? Answer the Gemara, b'shimini. This is going according to Reb Shimon, the darsh time of the Korah. B'shimini always looks for the reason of the pasuk. So einachlam, we learn it from a pasuk. The reason of the pasuk is karcha. The reason is because Shema Yishmu Nachum Yachriu Tzeitzrol. Once they hear that one city along the border is there's a security breach and it's a desolate town over there, they'll attack and destroy Eretz Yisrael.